This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today. We're going to be playing some more clips from the live debate coverage that we had as part of the Money Bomb. That was the GOP debate with CNN. Before we get to that, we're going to play those in the next segment. Before we get to that, there's some breaking news that came out today. We had information about Hillary's State Department lawyer. We find out that there are some emails where they are sending an email saying, destroy these classified Benghazi emails. This is reported by WND. They say another jolting disclosure in the Hillary Clinton email scandal. The State Department asked her lawyer to destroy all electronic copies of an email with classified information on the Benghazi terrorist attack. They say Clinton attorney David Kendall refused the request from Undersecretary of State for management, Patrick F. Kennedy, citing requests by Congress and other investigators to preserve her records. In other words, they said, we've had Congress and investigators ask us not to destroy this, but you and the State Department are asking us to destroy these Benghazi emails. How about that? That's one of the reasons why her popularity is plummeting. Of course, there's been no debates on the Democrat side. Hillary Clinton has been working with her allies in the Democrat Party hierarchy to make sure that that doesn't happen. Meanwhile, Joe Biden is Biden his time. I guess that's what we ought to call him. He's Biden his time. He's going to wait, I think, until for his formal announcement until just before the first caucuses and primaries. He'll be the fresh new replacement. We've seen Hillary Clinton lose a massive purge of 20% of her popularity. Where did that go? Did it go to Bernie Sanders? No, it went to Joe Biden, who hasn't even announced. Now we have this article that came out yesterday off of the Drudge Report. National Review reports that Josh Alcorn, who joined the draft Biden super PAC, MSNBC headlined the story, Draft Biden Just Got Real. Well, he was talking on a train, on an Amtrak train from New York to Wilmington. He was talking very, very loudly, and no one could avoid hearing him in the cafe car. And what he said was, I am 100% that Joe is in. But of course, I think he's going to be crafty. I think he's going to Joe Biden his time, and he is going to wait until just before the primaries to announce that. And I quite frankly think that there is a movement within the Democrat Party to get rid of Hillary Clinton. I think she's got some pretty sharp elbows. I think they are essentially criminals with a lot on other people, and many people would like to see them out of the way. I think Joe Biden also has a lot of connections within the Democrat Party, but I don't think they're the kind of blackmailing connections that Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton are likely to have. Now, one of the interesting things that came up with this was Hillary Clinton said she can't name a single top accomplishment. She was asked directly by Wolf Blitzer in her first live interview of the campaign. So there hasn't been any debates at all on the Democrat side. There hasn't even been a live interview of Hillary. Remember how everybody is amazed at how they are so closed-mouthed? No questions are allowed at her book tour. Everybody has to stay back at a distance. Very, very, very controlled. And it makes the Democrats, I think, wonder, is she really up to a campaign? Is she really up to a debate? Well, when she was asked in her very first live interview of the campaign season with Wolf Blitzer on CNN on Thursday, he says, name your number one accomplishment. And she kind of stammered and she didn't really have an answer. She said instead that anyone who's interested in her accomplishments should read my book, Hard Choices. My son Lance said, well, maybe that's because her sole accomplishment is to have hired a ghostwriter. So I guess even Hillary will have to read the book to find out what accomplishments that ghostwriter fabricated for her. Because all we can see is a criminal in office. Stay with us. We're going to be right back with some more clips of the GOP debate as well as some comments. We'll be right back.
your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high-quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low-profile platform, PVX Muzzle Brakes, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt carrier group for 308 and 556 ARs. Custom Kydex holsters, ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at HDFirearms.com. And my favorite, single-stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at HDFirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's HDFirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubblegum.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host on this Friday, September 18th, 2015. This is the third hour of the show. In the fourth hour, Joe Biggs is going to be joining us as host. Today in the Overdrive segment, Joe Biggs will be talking to Aaron Cohen of Sage Dynamics to talk about how to react in a real-world scenario with an active shooter or other real-world scenario. So don't miss that. Very, very important information that may help you to survive a situation like that. Speaking of survival, we still have a hourly flash special. We have Survival Shield X2 is still 15% off the money bomb. It is going to sell out this weekend. We have extended free shipping until midnight tonight. We have extended many of these show specials, but we also have an hourly special. We have Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine and DNA Force are both 25% off right now at the InfoWarsLife.com store. Again, you can get both of those at 25% off, that Survival Shield X2 and DNA Force at 25% off, plus free shipping, because that's available as part of our extension of the Money Bomb thank you and the specials that we've had there. Again, DNA Force has the compound BioPQQ backed by 175 clinical studies. Look at the comments. Look at the reviews there. You can pick that up now, 25% off for that, and Nascent Iodine. I want to talk a little bit about the GOP debate and some of the things that have emerged in the last couple of days about the comments that Carly Fiorina had. And, of course, we look at the economic news today. The stock market had an immediate negative reaction to the fact that the Federal Reserve did not raise interest rates. It dropped, opened up this morning. All the exchanges in the United States were down about 1%. But let's look at some other economic news. There's an article from Zero Hedge. This is why Hewlett-Packard just fired another 30,000 people. And he writes, remember when Hewlett-Packard announced that it would fire 58,000 people this last February? Just so the company could spend even more billions of dollars in stock buybacks to make its shareholders filthier rich? Well, he points out that now they are going to fire another 30,000, an additional 30,000. Hewlett-Packard is going down the drain, folks. And this is his comment, and I think it's a great comment. I want to read this from Zero Hedge. He says, and so, dear 30,000 formerly well-paid computer engineers and technicians, welcome to the fast food recovery. Precisely. And I have to say that Carly Fiorina is the perfect example of the Peter Principle. Maybe we should start calling it the Paula Principle in her particular case. As Donald Trump rightly pointed out, she had made a disaster of the company that she was at before Hewlett-Packard. When she went to Hewlett-Packard, when they finally fired her after it was 5 or 6 years that she was there, they drove her out. The stock had tanked over 50%. In other words, to put this in perspective, when we look at the economic crisis in Greece, what happened to the Greek banks after they were shut down for a couple of weeks? What happened with the depressed financial expectations for the Greek banks was essentially what happened to Hewlett-Packard while Carly Fiorina was their CEO. So she wants to run on that as an accomplishment. She ran on that as an accomplishment and was rejected for senator in California. So now she's trying to fail up again, going for the presidency. Now, one of the things that she was lauded for by the neocon press, like Fox News, are just fawning over her. And, of course, Mika Brzezinski, the big new Brzezinski's daughter, just loved Carly. Could not say enough kind things about Carly Fiorina. So Brzezinski's daughter loves her. Fox News loves her, but Planned Parenthood doesn't love her. They said the conservative press is talking about what a great job she did calling Planned Parenthood out. Well, quite frankly, I don't think she did. Quite frankly, these Planned Parenthood videos, this investigation is done by the Center for Medical Progress, that expose, there is some horrendous stuff that is done there, real stuff that is done there. But it feeds the narrative that it is phony when you elaborate on what was shown. When you take one questionable edit that they did out of all of these videos that they did, there was one questionable edit where they showed some other footage that was not part of their expose and edited that in for effect, and they had a narration there. I think that was a mistake for them to do it, but it was a much bigger mistake for Carly Fiorina to talk about that incident and that incident alone and make that into a fictional account. You don't need to lie about it. You don't need to elaborate on it. You don't need to fabricate something that wasn't there. The real truth is bad enough, and we undermine the case when we do that. I don't think she deliberately meant to undermine it, but she did not do a great job of defending this because Planned Parenthood came out with this letter to her today, this open letter. Dear Ms. Fiorina, last night in the Republican primary debate, you challenged people to watch videos of Planned Parenthood, which you said included graphic and disturbing images that you described. I'm writing to tell you directly that your claims are completely false, that the video footage you described simply does not exist. Literally, there is no such scene of any heavily edited, widely discredited videos that have been released by anti-abortion extremists. Your statements last night, while vivid and attention-getting, were completely untrue. Exactly. She fabricated it just like she fabricated her tenure at Hewlett-Packard. And there's something else that she fabricated, too, in order to propagate this failed war on drugs. Let's play this clip about her daughter, where she talks about her daughter dying from a drug overdose.
And Jake, I want to bring in Ms. Fiorina.
It's been done over and over again, Christy, by people like you.
Hope
that I am the only person on this stage who can say this, but I know there are millions of Americans out there who will say the same thing. My husband Frank and I buried a child to drug addiction.
Oh my God.
So we must invest more.
What kind of drug overdose, marijuana or what? I don't know.
I agree with states' rights, but we are misleading young people when we tell them that marijuana is just like having a beer. It's not. And the marijuana
Let me chime in here. How many people have buried a child or a family member or a parent because of the war on drugs? Because police, SWAT team, killed them. Mm-hmm. Innocent people. Even people who were smoking something recreationally. Should that be a death sentence in America? And we need to understand that this war on drugs came from a United Nations agenda, just like Agenda 21. They created an agenda in 1961, complete with four schedules. Schedule 1 drugs were drugs that said they had no medical use whatsoever. Marijuana was put into that. And the fact that they have medical marijuana exemptions puts a lie to the fact that marijuana is still a Schedule 1. But it goes worse than that. Worse than that. We have two constitutional amendments out of 20-something that are about prohibition. We had one that made alcohol prohibited alcohol. That didn't help anybody. We have people who are dying every year from alcohol overdoses. College students every fall will go to college, get away from their parents, and overdose on alcohol. We could tell sob stories about that. It's a very sad situation. But alcohol prohibition did not stop it. It made it worse.
Right.
And it was done, though, with a constitutional amendment because we used to have people that gave a flying whatever about the Constitution. We don't have anybody like that anymore. They could care less what's in the Constitution. Where's your constitutional amendment? The constitutional amendment with 10 and with 9, those amendments say that the government doesn't have any powers that weren't directly given to them. We just had these guys quote that about certain issues, but not about the war on drugs, not about the UN's war on drugs. This is a UN agenda that these conservatives are pushing on you. It has killed millions of people in America and across the world. Far more than that, look at the war in Mexico. That is a war on drugs. You want to talk about all the violence coming across? Let's talk about the roots in the war on drugs. That war on drugs, these people have pushed from the UN, has created the violence in Mexico. Tens of thousands of people have died there. More people have died there than in Afghanistan. And you want to talk about these dangerous drug cartels coming across? They were created by our war on drugs. That's the truth of what's going on here. It's far worse than what they're talking about. Rand Paul did a great job with that. It's great to see him lay that down on Jeb Bush and on Chris Christie, the privilege of Jeb Bush and the criminality of that prosecutor, Chris Christie, that disgusting.
Yeah, the war on drugs has definitely destroyed a lot of families and their
futures. He's almost worse than Lindsey Graham.
And you can hear that was our live coverage of the debate the other night. Again, that was Joe Biggs, Leanne McAdoo, Jakari Jackson. And as she's talking about how she lost a daughter, you could hear Joe Biggs go, oh, no, are you talking about marijuana? We all know that it wasn't a death from marijuana. What did her daughter die from? Well, it was reported the next day. I did some research, and this is something that International Business Times pointed out. They said, who is Lori Ann Fiorina, Carly's stepdaughter, who died of a drug overdose? Well, she battled addiction. What was she fighting? It wasn't an overdose from marijuana. Surprise, surprise. Guess what it was? She battled addiction to prescription drugs and alcohol and bulimia. She battled with that for a very long time in her life. Carly Fiorina wrote about that in her book called Rising to the Challenge. But listen, her daughter died in 2009 after 38 years of the failed war on drugs. It made absolutely no difference to her daughter's life. It has not made any difference to anybody else's life. But we've had a lot of people, as I pointed out, who have been shot to death by SWAT teams, who have been killed in this prohibition war we used to see during alcohol prohibition. People riding up and down the streets on the running boards of the Model Ts, shooting people with Tommy guns. We have something far worse than that. It's been going on for a much longer time than that. And I have to say, if Carly Fiorina wants to take the tragedy of her daughter and make that a pity party for herself, use that to inject her into the prohibition debate, she needs to take some responsibility about what she did in her own family's life. Where was she in her daughter's life? Was she rising in Hewlett-Packard, or was she rising to the challenge of those around her, her loved ones? That is really where this war on drugs is going to be won or lost, by families, by those people who love you, who know you. It is not going to be won by the Billy Club, who in the truncheon and the drug prohibition war. We're going to talk about this more when we come back. But that's the kind of phony debates that we saw from the hero of the mainstream media, Carly Fiorina. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
So I found out the other day that at guns80.com, a lot of people don't get the Ghost AR-15 rifle kits because they're afraid that they won't be able to do the machining work required to drill out and make ready the lower. Well, listen, guys, gals, I am not that good of a machinist, I promise you. But I was able to take a drill press with an XY table and knock this out in about 45 minutes, and in all honesty, mine looks really good. Go get yours. Don't be afraid. It's easy. Guns80.com. Go to guns80.com now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Atmospheric aluminum, mercury exposure, estrogen toxins from plastics, microwaves from cell phones and smart meters, and low-quality foods all combine to create conditions for the very high incidence of disease in our society. Now more than ever, we all need to be consuming those foods and herbs that epigenetically signal the cells of our body to produce energy, create proteins, and detoxify. When we properly support our bodies, then even in these toxic times, we can promote and achieve excellent health. One World Way is the first energetically encoded whey protein food derived from Amish pastured cows on the U.S. market. After 3.5 years, we've heard miracles occur for so many people. One World Way has a track record of promoting detoxification, improvement in elimination, and improvements in energy, skin quality, and elimination of inflammation. One World Way is formulated to mirror the macronutrient ratios found in mother's milk. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. We were just playing excerpts from our live Money Bomb coverage, and we want to again thank you so much for supporting us. We're very close to reaching our goal of $1 million. As a thank you, Alex has extended free shipping till midnight tonight and has extended the specials at the InfoWarsLife.com until we reach that goal of $1 million. One of those specials is Survival Shield X2, 15% off. We're continuing that Money Bomb special. That's one of the specials that we've had there. Again, that's Survival Shield X2, nascent iodine, one way that you can supplement your diet with many of the things that they have taken out, many of the essential nutrients that have been taken out, as, of course, they want to add other things in that you really don't want to have in your diet and not tell you about it. That's what they call, in Washington, the Safe and Accurate Labeling Act. Of course, we are proud of the ingredients that we have in our products here, and we thank you for your support. Again, we are offering 15% off of Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. It will sell out this weekend. We're absolutely certain. We've already sold out of several of the other things that we had there. Deep Cleanse, Super Male are sold out, but we do have Oxy Powder, Secret 12, also 15% off, and Brain Force and Silver Bullet are 20% off. Again, free shipping. One of the things that we were talking about when we talked to Paul Joseph Watson, of course, there are social and cultural reasons that we are seeing the population decline in the West, I believe. And of course, as Watson pointed out, we've seen massive decrease in sperm count and other issues. There's BPA, the plastic that so many of our food and drinks are packaged in, as well as other things that are being put into the food supply. And whether you believe it's deliberate or not, it is causing a massive effect. And as part of the Money Bomb, we had Gucciardi and Dr. Group, Anthony Gucciardi, talking to Dr. Group about why we're seeing such a revolution with people taking control of their health, taking an interest in their nutrients. Here's what they had to say as part of the Money Bomb.
Why do you think we have such tangible success in the health realm? I feel like every day there's a new story. Every single day there's a new health success. There's a new victory against Monsanto or against some of the CMF stuff. Every single time I go on the news, we have a major victory in the health field.
Because it's the truth. I mean, it's undeniably the truth. We know for a fact the electromagnetic frequencies are damaging to the body. You know, we come out with solutions for that. We know for a fact. Anybody can go look at vaccines and flu shots if they do a small amount of research and not believe what they're hearing through mainstream media. We know it's a fact that they the amount that are given to a child is extremely damaging to that child. We know that artificial colors and sweeteners are damaging. There's been enough studies. As time progresses, we know that the damaging effects of pesticides, Roundup, glyphosate, you know, all of these things, genetically modified organisms, people are becoming educated. We know the damaging effects, and we're making progress because people are actually avoiding those things. The big companies never wanted to change. Kraft, Nabisco, all those companies, Pepsi, who just bought Suja juice bought a big stake in Suja juice, organic. All the big companies are realizing now, because of consumer demand, that they need to start going chemical free too, because no one's going to buy their products anymore. It's exactly what we wanted and what we've been asking for years.
It's true. We're completely dominating the market and voting with our dollar. You know, I bet we're going to look back in 50, even 10, 20, 30, 40 years and say, what were we thinking? You know, because we feel like we have a responsibility right now to push all this and change all this. And some people agree and some people say you're crazy. In like 20 to 30 years, maybe 50, we're going to look back and say, how could we have ever thought that this was safe? What did we do? Just like in the 40s and 50s where they had like radiation rings and stuff, like, oh, get your radiation ring. It's really good for you. It enhances your health and it cures cancer and stuff, obviously giving you cancer. That's what it's going to be like. It's going to say we're going to say things like the FDA said that was heart healthy. The FDA said that was good for you. The FDA said the RDA of vitamin C was what? We're going to be taking hundreds of thousands of the RDA of these vitamins and nutraceuticals, and it's going to be like no big deal. No one's even going to ask questions. At that point, we're going to understand. It's going to be like knowing that drinking water is good. We're going to be like, we drank water with what in it? And you
right.
Granddad, you'd really turn on a tap and pharmaceuticals would be in your water? What the heck, you know?
And arsenic, the number one cancer-causing and the most toxic chemical, fluoride, number two toxic chemical known to man, was in your water supply?
It's like Rome.
What was going on? Pipes.
They had no idea.
Mm-hmm.
And some people would say, hey, maybe we shouldn't use these lead constructs to funnel all the water through it. Maybe that's why we're going insane. Not to mention we drink two bottles of wine every night. They're like, oh, shut up, you're insane. You don't know what you're talking about. That's how I feel right now. I feel like it's at a certain point, we're just going to realize what's going on.
And again, that was Anthony Gucciardi and Dr. Group from our Money Bomb. And we thank you so much for supporting us. We thank you for supporting your health as well. It's been a big win for both of us. We'll be right back with some more clips from the live coverage of the GOP debate.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high-quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low-profile platform, PBX Muzzle Brakes, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt carrier group for 308 and 556 ARs. Custom Kydex holsters, ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at HDFirearms.com. And my favorite, single-stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at HDFirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's HDFirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hey, I'll show you politics in America. Here it is, right here. I think the puppet on the right shares my beliefs. I think the puppet on the left is more to my liking. Hey, wait a minute. There's one guy holding up both puppets. Shut up.
Go back to bed, America. Your government is in control.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Friday, September 18th, 2015. Of course, the last couple of days, we've had the money bomb to help us get to the next level. We're trying to get $1 million to reach 400 million viewers in North and Central America. One of the way that we're going to do that is with satellite free-to-air programming. Putting the nightly news as well as a radio program on satellite feeds that are free to air for your local station. So if you cannot support us financially, please try to support us in terms of getting onto these programs. People need to know that there's going to be an audience that they can sell their advertising on in order to carry this programming locally on television. You can help us to get on there. We have an information packet that you can download there that's at the Money Bomb to try to get us to a larger audience. You have helped us to get to this point. We are very thankful for that. Alex has extended the specials as part of the Money Bomb until we reach the million-dollar level. We're very close to that. We're also very close to selling out on a lot of these products like X2. In spite of that, they have continued the free shipping till midnight tonight, and they've actually put on as a special for the show Survival Shield X2 as well as DNA Force. Both are 25% off as part of the hourly show special. This is something that we're doing throughout the Money Bomb, and we sold out of several of the products that are there. Those that remain, as you can see there on the screen, we have a lot of products that are still 15 to 20% off. We have the show special of Survival Shield X2, which will sell out this weekend. No question about it, as well as DNA Force are both 25% off. Now, I want to go back to the debate because, of course, we were talking to Wayne Madsen, and he said it is absolutely a ridiculous scenario. There was a lot about it that was ridiculous, as we talked about Celebrity Big Brother aspects of it, trying to create a conflict so they could get sound bites from it. A lot of silly questions, especially at the very end. Remember the question where they asked people about who should be the new face on the $10 bill? The Treasury Department has said that they're going to put a woman on the $10 bill. Currently, we have Alexander Hamilton. And it was very interesting to hear. Of course, there's a lot of silly answers. My wife, my mother, all this other kind of stuff. Trivializing this whole process as if it wasn't trivialized enough. Make it even more trivial. But it was interesting, I thought, to hear Ted Cruz and what he had to say. He says, I wouldn't change the $10 bill. I'd change the $20. I'd take Andrew Jackson off, and I'd leave Alexander Hamilton where he was. Now, if you know your history, you know that Alexander Hamilton fought against most of the other founding fathers, fought against Thomas Jefferson, who said the central bank would be the ruin of our country, and it has been. He fought against Thomas Jefferson. Now, Alexander Hamilton wanted a central bank. They were able to get one, and when that charter came up for renewal during Andrew Jackson's presidency, he said, I will kill the central bank or it will kill me. And you know what? They nearly did. There was an assassination attempt on his life. Many people believe that that was motivated by the bankers who wanted to keep that central bank there. But he nevertheless stopped the renewal of the central bank charter, and we did not have a central bank for a very long time, not until it was recreated in 1913 as the private Federal Reserve. And as we have seen, Jefferson's predictions of the ruin of our country came true. But I found it very interesting, and I thought that was one serious aspect there of that ridiculous exchange when Ted Cruz said, yeah, he liked Alexander Hamilton, but he didn't like Andrew Jackson. Exactly what you would expect from somebody whose wife is a Goldman Sachs banker. That has always been one of my major concerns about Ted Cruz, as well as his qualifications to actually even run for presidency in terms of being a citizen as defined by the Constitution. Now, looking at the transcript of the debate, and it was a very long debate. Everybody was talking about how long it was. Donald Trump was joking. He says, I think it was longer than Gone with the Wind. How long was Gone with the Wind? It was about 3 hours long, incredibly long, as many people pointed out. The transcript was longer than Hamlet. Unfortunately, it didn't end with everybody committing suicide. Just joking. I did a word search of the transcript because it's 150, 200 pages long, depending on your font size. I looked up. I thought, you know, they talk anything at all about civil asset forfeiture. You know, just stealing people's private property without charging them with a crime, finding them guilty, any of that kind of stuff, making you sue them to get your property back. No, because that's part of the war on drugs. We don't really want to talk about the government stealing people's private property, even if you're Republicans who are all about financial freedom. There are some groups like Freedom Works that are now tackling civil asset forfeiture head on, but not any of these people, except for Rand Paul. He has introduced legislation to stop that, but of course it wasn't talked about in the debate. They didn't give him a chance to talk about that, and none of the other candidates are interested whatsoever and the issue, the misjustice, the injustice, and the subversion of our Constitution with civil asset forfeiture. Did they talk about liberty? No, not really. There were three mentions of the word liberty in there. We had Rubio and Carly Fiorina talking about, actually, Carly Fiorina had a great line. One nation, under God, individual, liberty and justice for all. I don't know if she said that with her hand over her heart. It's part of the Pledge of Allegiance, but that's how she mentioned liberty and talked about Lady Liberty. Rubio said, yeah, we all have the right to live here in freedom and liberty, but of course he didn't explain exactly how he's going to restore that to us after they've stolen it. Mike Huckabee mentioned liberty in terms of religious liberty only. He's interested in one half of the First Amendment. He did talk somewhat about the Tenth Amendment. Several of them mentioned the Tenth Amendment in various contexts. But, of course, Ronald Reagan, yes, it was in the Reagan Library, and they did have a final question where everybody, they went down the line talking to everybody, well, Ronald Reagan changed the world. How would the world change if you were Ronald Reagan? And so, of course, there were a lot of mentions about that. But in terms of the candidates themselves interjecting it into the debate, of course, Jeb Bush used Ronald Reagan four times as a bulwark to support himself, besides saying that he mentioned it in conjunction with putting Margaret Thatcher on the $10 bill. But he also used it to essentially say, I'm on the side of Ronald Reagan when he's talking to Donald Trump. Jake Tapper used it a couple of times to try to convince the candidates to buy into climate change. He said, you know, how Reagan-esque are you on this? Because Reagan wanted to have insurance policies on things. Walker, who is a cousin of Bush, used it three times. So they're not averse to using Ronald Reagan. But we need to go back and we need to look at what Ronald Reagan did in terms of insurance policies. Did he really support the Constitution, or did he throw the Second Amendment under the bus when his friend was shot in the assassination attempt to pass the Brady Bill? We also see civil asset forfeiture, mandatory minimums, which have created a prison state in the United States. Did anybody talk about the private prisons here in America? How we have more people in prison than China does, even though we have many times the population of China? And, of course, many of these things were done in the name of the war on drugs. As we played Carly Fiorina talking about her daughter who died because of the war on drugs, and she had it had nothing to do with the war on drugs. Her daughter died from struggles that she had with alcoholism and from prescription drugs. And she interjected that as part of the discussion about the legalization of marijuana. Very disingenuous, exactly the same way that she interjected the statements about what was going on with the Planned Parenthood statements. Again, completely off the cuff. And understand that when you're talking about prescription drugs, and many people like to talk about marijuana being a gateway drug. Joe was just saying that to me. I was going to say that marijuana was a gateway drug, so we could talk about this. Understand that the gateway for her daughter was doctors and the medical community and the dangerous, far more dangerous than marijuana, the dangerous pharmaceutical prescription drugs. But, of course, alcohol is one of the most dangerous drugs that we have available to us, one of the most addictive drugs that we have available to us. And yet, prohibition could not stop that. But it was done legally once upon a time. It's not just a Tenth Amendment issue, as Rand Paul was pointing out to Chris Christie. I want to play this back and forth between Rand Paul, Jeb Bush, and Chris Christie on the issue of marijuana, because there were a lot of great issues that were brought up by Rand Paul in the context of this debate. Hey, hang on, Joe. Let's hear what's going on about this question about marijuana. This is a different kind of question. Let's hear this.
It's really damaged our inner cities. Not only do the drugs damage them, we damage them again by incarcerating them and then preventing them from getting employment over time. So I don't think that the federal government should override the states. I believe in the Tenth Amendment, and I really will say that the states are left to themselves.
I want to give that. Now they're going to go to Christie, I guarantee you.
That you called a hypocrite an opportunity to respond. Do you want to identify that person?
Well, I think if we left it open, we could see how many people smoked pot in high school.
Is there somebody you were specifically thinking of?
Well, you know, the thing is
he was talking about me.
Yeah, I was talking
about... That's what I thought, but well, I wanted to make it
easier for him,
yeah. Okay.
And I just did.
Governor Bush, please.
So 40 years ago, I smoked marijuana, and I admit it. I'm sure that other people might have done it.
That's the true confessions part of the reality TV show.
My mom's not happy that I just did. That's true. But here's the deal.
He should have lost his right to vote. He should have been put in jail for 20 years.
There's an epidemic of drugs that goes way beyond marijuana. What goes on in Colorado, as far as I'm concerned, that should be a state decision. But if you look at the problem of drugs in this society today, it's a serious problem. Rand, you know this because you're campaigning in New Hampshire like all of us, and you see the epidemic of heroin, the overdoses of heroin that's taking place. People's families are
coming from Afghanistan.
Which is why
the government to play
protecting it.
Who's guarding those opium fields?
Right. Yeah. No vacuum there except in some noses and hypodermic needles, right?
In drug courts to give people a second chance. That's the best way to do this.
But let me respond. The thing is that in Florida, Governor Bush campaigned against medical marijuana. That means that a small child like Morgan Hintz that has 500 seizures a day is failing on 9 traditional medications, is not allowed to use cannabis oil, and that if they attempt to do that in Florida, they will take the child away, they will put the parents in jail.
Yes.
And that's what that means. If you're against allowing people to use medical marijuana, you'll actually put them in jail.
Right,
and actually, under the current circumstances, kids who had privilege
that's
like
a lie, Joe.
Go to jail, but the poor kids in our inner cities go to jail. I don't think that's fair, and I think that we need to acknowledge it, and it is hypocritical to still want to put poor people in jail.
I don't want to put poor people in jail, Rand. Well,
you oppose
in jail. When the legislature passed the bill to deal with that very issue.
We have more people in jail than China does. They've got four times the population, five times the population.
Many people under mandatory minimum.
It was the first step
toward not his daughter.
Colorado place.
Yeah, not his daughter, not him.
I didn't know.
But that means you'll put people in jail.
But of course, when he uses it recreationally, it has no consequences.
That's true. Go ahead, Christine, please.
You know, I enjoyed the interplay. Thank you, gentlemen. I just say this.
I'm the prosecutor.
You know, first off,
I want to put everybody in jail.
Is the first state in the nation that now says if you are a non-violent, non-dealing drug user, that you don't go to jail for your first offense. You go to mandatory treatment.
For your first offense.
You see,
I think we ought to put mandatory treatment for people overeat.
I think you need to be pro-life for more than just the time in the womb. It gets a lot tougher when they get out.
It's not his fault. He doesn't have any control. It's the spoon's fault. The spoon and fork force its way into his mouth. And
we should jail the farmers.
He is now a result of having, you know, these dangerous spoons and forks coming. I think we should ban spoons and forks so we can stop obesity because it's not about self-control.
That's right.
What about chopsticks and straws, though?
Okay, let's hold that right there. As Joe Biggs pointed out, and Joe Biggs is going to be joining us in the fourth hour. Christie as well. He's going to be talking. Let's pull this down, guys. Joe Biggs is going to be joining us in the fourth hour. He has a guest who's going to be talking about practical aspects of self-defense. So he's going to be taking over the show in the fourth hour. The point that Joe Biggs is making and that many of us have made over time is, of course, it's about self-control. It is a psychological issue. It's a medical issue. It's a spiritual issue. It is not a law enforcement issue. You cannot stop alcohol by law enforcement. We realized that once upon a time. And you can talk about the practical aspects of it. You can talk about the medical aspects of it. And Rand Paul did a great job of talking about that. He said, you know, when you got somebody who's suffering 500 epileptic seizures a day, the only thing that solves that is cannabis oil. In recognition of that, here in Texas, we have had the first exception for medical marijuana, and it was for that very condition. And, you know, the interesting thing, Dr. Carson, since you're a neurological specialist and since you are a specialist with epileptic seizures, maybe you might be interested as to what the major cause of these runaway epileptic seizures are when people have these continuous seizures that they can't stop. And the only effective medication is marijuana. You know where those typically are coming from? Those are adverse reactions to vaccines. Maybe you might want to look at some of the epidemiological studies and find out what's going on with that. But you might also want to look at the law. Not only are we talking about informed consent with vaccines, but we're also talking about the Constitution, and it goes beyond the 10th Amendment. When Rand Paul says Chris Christie is not going to be allowed to just go in and say, I don't like the law that the people in Colorado passed, it's more than just that. The 9th and the 10th Amendment made it very clear that the only power that the federal government had
was what had been deliberately and explicitly given to them in the Constitution, the Ninth Amendment. The enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or disparage others that are retained by the people. That includes what I use for medicine. That means that the FDA cannot withhold cancer drugs from me if I want to try to take that from pharmaceutical companies. If there's some experimental drug, I'm dying of cancer. I shouldn't have the FDA stand there and tell me whether I or my family can take that drug. That should be my decision, my informed consent. I should be able to look at those studies and decide if I want to do that. The same thing is true about marijuana, whether it's to treat these massive continual seizures as a result of a adverse reaction to a vaccine, or whether it's used to treat something like glaucoma, or as some people believe that it's effective in treating cancer. That should be my decision. The Tenth Amendment divides power, says power is not delegated to the U.S. by the Constitution, nor prohibited to it by the states, are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. So they're talking about that as well. But here is the big elephant in the room of prohibition for the Republicans, and that is the 18th Amendment. You realize that when we decided that alcohol was such a dangerous drug that we needed to try to prohibit it for the greater good, you realized at that point what was required by a government that obeyed the Constitution, that still had respect for the Constitution, was the 18th Amendment. We had to have an amendment to prohibit alcohol. Where is your marijuana prohibition amendment? Where is your heroin prohibition amendment? Where do you get the authority to prohibit medical drugs from people, FDA? You do not have it. The 18th Amendment and the 21st Amendment, which repealed the 18th Amendment, stand in testimony to the illegitimacy of the war on drugs. But of course, we know that because they're just directly stealing people's property as part of civil asset forfeiture, locking people up for vast amounts of time for the prison industrial complex. That's the sad state of affairs we have in America. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet sleeves or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and joining us now is Alex Jones reporting in. Alex?
David, thank you so much. I'm incredibly humbled by our listeners and our supporters, and their just amazing action in the last 48 hours. We're so close to $1 million. Sounds like a lot of money, but the globalists have trillions they've stolen from us. They've debased our currency. They've attacked our cultures. They've destroyed our sovereignty, but we're fighting back. And InfoWars is just one manifestation of that resistance, and that's why I get humbled when I talk to listeners on the street. It's why I get humbled when I see David Knight, you know, moving his whole family down here 3 years ago, believing in the fight against tyranny, and, you know, selling a successful business to come down here and do this. It really humbles me, so I want to thank everybody. I'm joining you via audio Skype. 6 months ago, I agreed to go to a family wedding in Omaha, Nebraska, of any place. It's raining up here, so that's why I'm gone the day after the money bomb, because I agreed to this wedding. It seems like the only time that I travel these days is when I'm going to a wedding, but I've got family from Texas and others getting married all over the country. Just a few months ago, it was Kalamazoo, Michigan. I was there for a wedding with Buckley, and, you know, that's the great thing. Life goes on, families coming together. That's why we fight against the tyrants who are targeting humanity. When I was in the Omaha airport this morning, I was supposed to fly out yesterday, but American Airlines glitch was a glitch. First they said the flight was delayed, then it was canceled like 9 at night. But I had this epiphany in the Omaha airport, or actually the Denver airport connecting over to Omaha this morning, that I'm going to be talking about more on the Sunday show with David Knight. And then, of course, I'll be back Sunday by showtime, but he'll be co-hosting with me. And I just had this epiphany that we'll be discussing in the future, because this information is so important. It's also hiding in plain view. I don't want to just halfway put it out here and not do a good job of breaking it down. But I'm extremely humbled to be here. Everybody's got my commitment that we will not back down from the truth. We will tell the truth till the very end. And we will defeat these globalists. We will take action against them. And it's just so exciting to see what we've done so far. And just to imagine 4 hours of the radio/TV show that you're listening to right now, and then an hour at night of the nightly news and the Sunday show beamed all over the world. Phase one is North America, reaching stations all over these different regions. It's so exciting to know that people won't just have CNN or RT to tune into internationally, or maybe Japanese, you know, very dry news. That's international as well. They will have InfoWars and what we're talking about, and people respond to it because it's common sense. It's not rocket science. It's common sense. It's pro-human. It's pro-freedom. And I look at the New World Order doing everything they can to bring down the West right now, bringing in the most radical Muslims you can imagine, openly saying, we're coming for your women, we're coming for your freedom, you're weak, we're going to enslave you, ha, ha, ha. But the West will wake up from its self-induced trance. The West will wake up to how it's being destroyed, and the West will lead the world once again out of this new dark age that we see coming down. I'm not enemies with the poor, pathetic Ford Foundation-run radical Muslims. But I'm glad they feel so arrogant to see us on our knees right now, so pathetic, to openly brag, your daughters are ours, we're going to conquer you, we're going to convert you by the sword, ha, 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 because they've been told by the globalists this is their prize. They've been told this is their promise. They are being manipulated as well. The truth is, the globalists want to steal the promise of basic human interaction, the family itself, basic procreation, basic biology, just like Monsanto and Archer Daniels want to steal seeds and plants creating new seeds in that eternal cycle that God created. They blasphemously create the Terminator genes where the seeds don't grow more plants. This is a globalist monopoly on life, the ultimate corporate monopoly takeover. We as free humans have a right to say no to it and to resist. And humanity is only now understanding their peril, and the chain reaction has begun. And I can tell you now, the New World Order in the end will only make humanity stronger. Their attempt to take over society and civilization and dumb us down and enslave us will only backfire.
It's now more clear than ever. The globalists have launched a planetary destabilization plan. Here at the InfoWars operation, we hope and pray that this is not the case. But the signs of things deteriorating around the world are unmistakable. For many years, I've been working with My Patriot Supply, and we have now developed a private label called InfoWars Select. Look, it's important to have firearms and water filtration during a collapse, but you've also got to have food. InfoWars Select is a wide variety of their highest quality packages at the lowest price they have ever offered before. It's an introductory offer for only 2 weeks. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com and find out why these meals are the highest quality, longest lasting, easiest to transport food solutions you're going to find anywhere. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com today. Watch the informational videos and check out the wide selection for yourselves. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.